Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and Saint John Chrysostom. Saint John Chrysostom was born in 347 BC from Antioch, Syria, and he died on September the 14th, 407. And his feast day is September the 13th. And the early church father, biblical interpreter, said, Archbishop of Constantinople. Now, did you know that Chrysostom's nickname, he was called by a nickname, which his name actually means, Golden Mouth. He was a legendary orator, a great speaker. St. John Chrysostom enjoyed immense popularity as a preacher in Antioch, a legendary orator. And St. John Chrysostom, bishop and doctor, memorial, he was honored with this Greek title, emphasizing the power of his preaching and writing, distinguished for lofty or persuasive utterances. He was eloquent. The ambiguity and intrigue surrounding John, the great preacher, his name means golden mouth, was characteristic of his life. And he was a great man in a capital city, brought to Constantinople after a dozen years of priestly service in Syria. John found himself the reluctant victim of an immense imperial ruse to make him bishop in the greatest city of the empire. He was ascetic, unimposing but dignified, and troubled by stomach ailments from his desert days as a monk. John became a bishop under the cloud of imperial politics. If his body was weak, his tongue was powerful. The content of his sermons, of scripture, his analysis of scripture, were never without a point. Sometimes the point stung the high and mighty. Some sermons lasted up to 2 hours. His lifestyle at the imperial court was not appreciated by many courtiers. He offered a modest table to episcopal representatives that hung around for imperial and ecclesiastical favors. John deplored the court protocol that accorded him precedence before the highest state officials. He would not be a kept man. His zeal led him to decisive action. Bishops who bribed their way into office were deposed. Many of his sermons called for concrete steps to share wealth with the poor. The rich did not appreciate hearing from John that private property existed because of Adam's fall from grace, any more than married men like to hear that they were bound to marital fidelity just as much as their wives were. When it came to justice and charity, John acknowledged no double standards. aloof, energetic, outspoken, especially when he became excited in the pulpit. John was a sure target for criticism and personal trouble. He was accused of gorging himself secretly on rich wines and fine foods. His faithfulness as spiritual director to the rich widow in Olympia provoked much gossip, attempting to prove him a hypocrite where wealth and chastity were concerned. His actions was taken against unworthy bishops in Asia Minor, were viewed by other ecclesiastics as a greedy, uncanonical extension of his authority. And Theophilus, Archbishop of Alexandria, and Empress Eudoxia were determined to discredit John. Theophilus feared the growth of importance of the Bishop of Constantinople and took occasion to charge John with fostering heresy. Theophilus and other angered bishops were supported by Eudoxia. The Empress resented his sermons contrasting gospel values with the excesses of imperial court life. Whether intended or not, sermons mentioning the lurid Jezebel and impious Herodias were associated with the Empress, who finally did manage to have John exiled. He died in exile in 407. John Chrysostom, his preaching by word and example, exemplifies the role of the prophet to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable. For his honesty and courage, he paid the price of a turbulent ministry as bishop, personal verification in exile. In 1908, Pope Pius X named him the patron saint of preachers. And so he is remembered today as one of the great Catholic preachers who spoke the truth regardless who was offended by the truth. He spoke the truth. And that's what deeper truth is about for. And thank you, St. John Chrysostom. Thank you, Lord, for his life and for the lives of these precious saints. And the sneak peek for tomorrow. Tomorrow's sneak peek. The Exaltation of the Holy Cross. That will be tomorrow, September the 14th. Which will be Thursday. Exaltation of the Holy Cross. Tomorrow. And so, our calendar. Thank you, Lord, for such a foundation for us to use. And all these great saints and days. St. John Chrysostom, great saint. And so we pray for our priests. Very important part of what we do here. Because they are under fire. They're always under fire. Our Lady's sons, like St. John, the Beloved. And so, our prayer is that they be strengthened.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And our prayer for priests today is coming from St. Teresa of Calcutta. She said, joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Saint Teresa of Calcutta. In her prayer, Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them, belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons, so keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips, so that he is the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Take special care of sick and dying priests and the ones most tempted. Remember how they spent their youth and old age, their entire lives serving and giving all to Jesus. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Wow. And just the Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta's prayer, how her prayer is soaked with the wisdom of Saint John Chrysostom and what he stood for in his eloquent preaching. So they are together. And praying for others was central to Jesus' mission and should be for us, especially intercession for priests. So that is, and thank you, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, for this beautiful prayer for our priests, which you offer here. Thank you, Mother Teresa of Calcutta. And now we pray for our children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. for now.
Run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
O God, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness come from you. Help us to feel the effects of your mercy, so we may be protected from every misfortune with you as our guide. O Lord, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. Dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. Through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, Saint Joseph showed his love for the Lord, for God. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you, God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. And along with Saint Sebastian, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, Saint Philomena, Saint Gianna, Saint Christopher, Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Raphael the Archangel, Saint Monica, and Saint Anthony. We thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. And Father, let our grandchildren pursue what promotes peace and what builds up one another. And we pray that our grandchildren may grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we're praying for children, because there's so much being brought up against them today in our day and time. And so we pray for our children, as we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy today. And we pray for those who are held bound by addictions of all kinds. And we pray for deliverance, Lord. We pray for those who are in most need of your mercy. And now we're moving into our Stand in the Gap segment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our... Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to... What do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And Jesus said this, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful. Your sorrow will turn to joy." John chapter 16, verse 20. And this, we pray for the souls who had recently passed from this life. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all the dead known to you alone, in company with Christ, who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Lord, you commanded us to honor our father and mother. Have compassion in your mercy on the souls of my father and mother. Forgive them their sins and grant that we may see them in the joy of eternal brightness through Christ our Lord. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May the soul of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. And we pray for the prodigals. Heavenly Father, I lift to you the prodigal. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. We pray for our soldiers and our veterans and our police officers and our doctors and nurses and first respondents, our EMTs. We ask of you, Lord, to bless these our members who give up so much of themselves to help others. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner and their families. May they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. We pray for those in hospitals. We pray for those who have been diagnosed and are ill with and having to be in the hospital environment. And Lord, we ask of you to bless our hospital, that their environment will be according to your will, place of healing. And we pray for the elderly. Lord, you promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home, and within my family. Amen. And so all the needs of, we pray for America. We pray for peace, freedom of our holy Catholic faith to practice it, and freedom. We pray for those to have that freedom, to have the freedom
This has been another edition of... This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles with a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And thank you all for listening in and praying with us and praying for us. How we lift the name of Jesus, how this is important. Because we have so much in need. Without him, we can do nothing. And may everybody out there in deeper truth land live his blessing each and every day. God bless. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And see you tomorrow as we lift high the cross tomorrow.